If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Goulash Mfuphi on Kaya959.
Finally back from a long leave of absence. I, for one, have missed you, but so has business news in South Africa, and there's a lot to deal with. We tried it once, it didn't work. We tried it twice, and now we're going to try it for a third time. SA Budget 3.0. Hey, my dude. Tell us about it.
Dude, I'm hoping we get lucky the third time around because, boy, oh boy, this is going to prove to be quite a long journey. But you're quite right. The month of May actually presents a third opportunity for National Treasury to deliver their budget speech. This will be a revised one, especially after the back and forth with the court battles. As we know, the outcome now has recommended that VAT will not be increased by 0.5%. We had seen a large number of businesses and corporates, including the notifications we got as consumers, alerting to the initial increase and then the reversal that was subsequently highlighted in the last week of April. So the 21st of May, we will be expecting the National Treasury, the Finance Minister, to deliver the next and revised budget speech. Clear contentious issues here will definitely be how they actually make up for that 16 billion rand shortfall that was likely going to be plugged in by the VAT increase. Also making sure that they do also manage ongoing expenditure just to align with some of the needs and requirements of the budget, but also responding to the ongoing pressures and recommendations from fellow GNU members. So those are going to be key themes that will definitely follow up in the weeks ahead here, Sizwe. And let's not forget, this does come at quite a contentious time in the market. Typically, this is the month of May where we see international investors sell in May and go away. And that's a colloquial term really referring to deferred activity. So that might also come into play just in terms of the other and additional market dynamics we need to be mindful of.
It's no secret I love orange juice, right? And one of my favorite brands is Liquid Fruits Orange Juice. Now, just by virtue of their name, you'd expect them to be freshly squeezed because they called liquid fruits. So you think they liquefy fruits, but no, that's not what they do. And in fact, the advertising authority has kind of clamped down on them, not necessarily because of that, because of other things. Do you want to tell us what?
Interesting one on this one. So every time you actually see and take a look at your liquid fruit and orange juice from that particular brand, you might have noticed that one of the top taglines is nothing but fruit or 100% fruit juice. Now, that's really become part of the marketing strategy for liquid fruit, as many of us have become aware. And it does seem as though the Advertising Regulatory Board has taken a different stance to this. They've essentially said that liquid fruit does need to change some of the wording on this particular stance in terms of its website, because it might be misleading some consumers. Now, we do need to take a few steps back. Some of the concerns that were also raised was the fact that liquid fruit actually highlighted that it does source its fruits all locally. And given the supply chain environment, what we are aware of is that sometimes there are alternative fruits or ingredients that might be sourced from other markets because of the wide variety of options it has within its supply chain. So that's number one, the first aspect that had to be corrected by the group and its owners, PepsiCo. From what we understand, they've already had to change this wording on their website, and it will follow at least within 90 days when it comes to other alternative forms of media and marketing. But of course, the question around the 100% fruit juice, the Advertising Regulatory Board thought, well, it's safe enough for consumers to make an assumption that because when you buy liquid fruit brands, you know that you can store it in a cupboard or in a fridge for an extended period of time, the assumption should be made that there are preservatives and alternative ingredients that are meant to actually keep the juice for a little bit longer. So that's the one aspect that we still need to see as to how it will unfold. But for the moment, liquid fruit cannot say that it sources all its fruits locally because of the size of its supply chain. In terms of 100% orange juice, it seems as though they're seeing some leniency there, but it has been placed under the spotlight to make sure that they inform consumers that the fruits are not 100% in terms of the juice production as preservatives are added.
Yeah, wording in advertising is really, really important. I mean, while you were gone, African Bank got into some trouble as well because they referred to something which wasn't an investment as an investment. Essentially, it was debt, but they called it investments. But that's a story for another day. What are the markets looking like?
The markets seem to have done an amazing job whilst I was away. So I'm not too sure if that's part of the secret sauce there or just the market dynamics regarding Trump. But the All Share Index, it'll open up from 92,332 points today, Caesar. So we should expect at least increased volumes, given that the last few weeks, many investors were on holiday. So we are anticipating that there's just a revitalized form of energy. Let's take a look at the currencies, and that's not doing too badly. We're at 18.36 to the US dollar. We are at 24.43 to the British pound, and now 20.83 against the euro. Let's not forget that gold price. It's still been soaring and keeping its levels at all-time highs. in dollar terms, now trading at $3,261 per fine ounce.
Thank you very much. It brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business Update with Gulit Ufupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.